Congressman, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I apologize for being a little late.
That's all right. We were discussing the nuance of in vitro fertilization. I'm sure you're sad that you missed that. Hey, you're on your way back from D.C. Obviously, a very busy a very busy time in national politics. What are you hearing on this Elon Trump dust up?
We all knew that was going to happen. You've got two alpha personalities. I'm surprised this lasted as long as it had. They will make up. They will. They're like kids on a playground poking back and forth at one another right now. But I feel quite confident they're going to wait. They're going to make up, and it's all going to go away. And it's just one of those things. I'm really surprised it hadn't happened earlier. I don't know why everyone seems to be so surprised.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I kind of likened it to the last cycle, or last, the first Trump term and the breakup with Bannon to some degree. But I think you're right. I think they will it'll never be the same, but this is not good for either side. Let me ask you this.
I think Elon looked up to him as a father figure, and Trump looked at him as a son figure. And, as we know, father and sons get in arguments too. So I think that's where it's at.
Does this matter in the big bill discussion at all?
I've been up to D.C. and I've been talking to a lot of members, and they are worried about the big bill, that they actually voted for it and went through. There's parts of it that are not good. There's parts of it that are great. It's one of those bills they had to hold their nose and vote for. I don't think the Senate's going to take the same attitude. I think the Senate's going to really take a scalpel to it. But I think the Senate will also load it back up with things that the Senate wants to see in it. As far as projects and I can't see that much cutting the overall budget from this bill, but it's a start. I mean, it is truly a start. You got to start somewhere. So if it's a slight cut, let's do what we can do and focus on doing some more. I mean, Congress can be doing more in-house. Doesn't take a bill to pull money from some of these departments. I mean, they can do it individually. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Senate does, but it's not going to look anything like what came out of the House. Then it's going to be a tough time for Speaker Johnson to go back and sell the new version of it too.
Yeah,
they're very worried in Washington. They truly are.
Because I was looking at this a couple of weeks ago, and this is what I was saying, and I got a little pushback from it. But I mean, this is probably as good as it'll get. You got 535 different people. You've got to figure out how to get to yes, and you're only going to get you just got to get, I guess, half of them in reconciliation. But the Rand Pauls and Thomas Massies of the world are what they want. It's just not something that's going to pass in the United States Congress.
I agree, but I appreciate their voice. I appreciate them speaking up and calling it for what they think it is. I mean, I work with Massey. Massey and I agreed on 50%, and the other 50% I just thought was unrealistic. You can't get a perfect bill, not if you're going to get enough votes to pass it. So I was really surprised to see the long faces on the floor. They are worried about it. Some of them didn't read it. Some of them are wishing they had read a little bit more of it. But overall, it will blow over, and there'll be another storm in the horizon very soon of some magnitude, unfortunately.
It's incredible to me how hard this has been. When Biden came in, I mean, he used his, they used their reconciliation like very efficiently. And maybe that's just the nature of the two parties on Capitol Hill right now. I mean, the Democrats had their stuff ready to go. They had a small margin in the House. And Pelosi sort of said, you're going to get on board with this. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Republicans don't have that same luxury.
Democrat Party ran much different than the Republican Party. Democrat Party, you get out of line, they pull you off committees and you know, and put you on a lesser committee, if any committee at all, and they'll do it. I mean, they're very brutal when it comes to dealing with members that get out of line. Republican parties is much different. They realize we represent different people, you know, different levels of conservative, and we have to sometimes vote no on things that we don't want to vote yes on. So the Democrat Party does a great job of holding their people in line. But is that truly what we were sent up there for, to be held in line? I don't think so. Of course, I'm a pretty conservative Republican, so I voted on a lot of things that came through there. But the Republican Party will not do the things that the Democrat Party will do to their members. I mean, they will cut them off. They'll cut them off funding. They'll primary them. They'll do a lot of things, and they don't threaten it. They do it.
Well, I think Mike Johnson's an honorable man, and I think he's doing about as good of a job as he could, or as he can. How much would the world be different today if McCarthy were still in charge of the Republican caucus and speaker? Because I believe, I mean, he was more suited for the job. Now he would butt heads. If it hadn't been for Matt Gaetz and, you know, Nancy Mace and some others that vacate the chair motion, which they had to agree to, I suppose, with the House Freedom Caucus, if it weren't abused. But just think what the world would look like today if Kevin McCarthy were still Speaker.
McCarthy has a lot more. I mean, I love Mike Johnson to death. He's a solid Christian man. I would do anything for him. And I think he's doing a great job considering the stress that he's under. But you got to remember, Mike Johnson was one of the holdouts of votes on Trump. I think it was on the Obama, something to do with some Obama stuff 8 years ago or so. So Mike's a free standard. McCarthy was a wheeler and a dealer. McCarthy would, you know, he would be making deals right now, and he made a couple of deals with me and helped me out. He was a man of his word. But, you know, if I can make a deal for my district and come home with it, that's what it's all about. Mike's not quite that way. Mike's trying to win the whole world versus help members take care of themselves, and it blows up sometimes. But I would support Mike. I still support Mike and will always support Mike. He was the best person in that room when we got down to the last vote.
Well, does this continue to be the case? And we got to wrap it up here, but you know, Democrats, they seem to have the better political machinery, at least in election politics. Now, you know, you don't get the full story from the media. They run cover for Democrats, but Congressman, you know, they're out fundraised. The Republicans are in, That's always been my concern with Mike Johnson. I think he's an honorable character and he's trying to do the right thing, but he doesn't seem capable of having to, you know, deal with like incumbent protection and you know, winning, you know, bigger margins and things of that nature for the House of Representatives. And not that McCarthy was really, really good at it, but he was seemed to be a little bit better at it.
Well, you know, you have to be more than just making deals. You got to be a person that people trust, and everybody does trust Mike Johnson. He's very solid in his faith. He's unrattled when it comes to anything dealing with his faith. He stands firm, and you know, we have appreciated that. I appreciate that even today. But you know, it takes time to get that smoothness of working, because the Republican Party is several different parties put together. We have independents. You know, we just have so many different personalities in there, and the Democrat Party is totally different. The Democrat Party can get pretty brutal, even on their own people. So, I said that earlier, but the Republican Party is just a lot less candid, driving individuals to vote, you know, a way. I mean, I disagree with them quite often, and they would have to sell me on the idea, but that's my job. My job is to represent District 1. Nobody in Washington, D.C. voted for me. And I would remind them of that quite often. But I think Mike's doing a great job, Jeff. I'll be honest with you. That is a tough job. I don't know why anybody would want it. You're under a microscope constantly, and every little imperfection you got is blown way out of proportion.
Congressman, we got to wrap it up there, but thanks for hopping on, and safe travels.
Take care, Jeff. God bless.
Bye-bye. All right, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.